Blackstone Audio presents The Warrior's Prize, The True Love Brides, Book 4, by Claire Delacroix. This book is read by Saskia Malleveld.
Monday, June 21st, 1428. Feast day of Saint Maine and Saint Eusebius, Bishop of Caesarea. Chapter 1. Ravensmuir, on the east coast of Scotland. Elizabeth had watched the fae gather for Midsummer's Eve and hasten toward the sister keep of Ravensmuir. She did not trust their actions a whit, and she knew she had to go to Ravensmuir to discover the truth. Alexander had changed his thinking about escorting her there once a company of mercenaries travelled toward Malcolm's keep, so Elizabeth had stolen out of Kinfairly this very morning with her beloved mare, Demoiselle. To her surprise, she had met the Earl of Douglas on the road at such an early hour, with his niece, Jean, and a company of men escorting them. Jean was richly dressed, as if she meant to attend a coronation, though there was no other destination on the road than Ravensmuir. Elizabeth recalled the Earl's insistence that Malcolm was betrothed to his niece, this Jean, and bit her lip. She had heard just days before that Malcolm had taken a bride. All of Kinfairly was aflutter that Malcolm had wedded the serving maid Catriona, seemingly on impulse, naming the son she had delivered in Ravensmuir as his heir. Evidently, her companions had not yet heard the news, and Elizabeth would not be the one to enlighten them. They rode in comparative silence, none of them evidently welcoming questions about their plans. Perhaps it was the hour, but Elizabeth was content to be silent. When the new tower of Ravensmuir came more clearly into